Spoonful of Paolo, here we go.
Hey everyone, I'm Paolo. So today we got a good episode for you because I am gonna be talking one of the stars from Netflix hit show, Selling Sunset, the one and only Mary Fitzgerald. You guys, I got a lot of questions for her about season 5, the reunion, about her promotion, about Romaine, her hunky husband. So I'll see you guys with Mary. Okay, are you good? Because he's good. He says thumb
up. I'm good. I'm good. Yeah.
So, you know, Mary, I want to say thank you so much for being on A Spoonful of Paolo. We're so excited to have you on our show. Obviously, I'm like a huge fan of you and Selling Sunset. So thank you, okay?
Thank you.
And I want to say congratulations to you on season 5, on your promotion, on the reunion, also on your show being once again number one on Netflix. So congratulations.
Thank you. It's surreal.
Yeah, when I say all of these accomplishments and all these big things in your life, what goes in your mind? Because these are, you know, it's things that you didn't ask for. You were doing your job and this all came to you. But what does this like feel like with all this success, with the reunion and the show and everything?
It feels busy. but you know, I think on a daily basis, it just feels normal because we're around all the same people, like with Jason and Romaine and Brett and Amanda. I mean, we've been together for 15, 20 years. So that feels normal. However, when I have had to, try to reassess, like, what am I capable of? Because I have a different personality than some of the girls. They really want the attention. They want the fame. And I've never thought about that. Like, I was doing real estate. That's what I'm still doing that. So we went to Coachella all together and it makes it even more difficult because we all hang out together normally, but when we're together, we get even more attention. So we went to Coachella. I was literally sitting down in a corner on the steps, having people stand in front of me because I'm like, after a couple hours, I'm like, guys, I gotta go. Like, this is too much for me. Like, I can't, like, I don't know what it is. I'm just not used to it yet. I'm building up, but it's funny because no one ever used to pay attention to me at all. And it was a running joke that people would meet me like 10 times and they were like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm like, I just met you. And then they're like, yo, Jason, what's up? And Romaine meets him one time. They're like, Romaine, nice to meet you, bro. And then we'll go back in a week later. And they're like, Romaine, Jason, Mary, nice to meet you. What's your name? I'm like, I've been in here like twice a week for the past year. And I'm like, I mean, how hard is this? And now people are like, they know me. So I'm used to a life of no one ever remembers me, like, and that's okay. But now it's like people just stop and stare. And I'm like, is there something on my face? Am I like doing something? I'm like, what is happening right now? And so, yeah, it's just learning. I don't know. I'm getting acclimated to it.
You're doing so good because like when you think about it, the other girls, like, you know, Chriselle, Amanda, Emma, like they've all done some modeling and acting, you know, but this is like, your first time being on camera, like you said, it's your first time. Yeah. Has there ever been a moment on the show where you're just like, ugh, like even maybe in the first season, like, wait, what am I doing? The camera's on me. This is my life. They're recording me. I'm walking into the, you know, into the agency. Like, has there ever been a moment like that for you?
I think only in season 1, I thought I was okay. And then I realized like your body tells you when you're not. And I thought I was fine. And my hand was just like shaking. My lip was quivering because I'm not used to cameras being on me. And they're good. They stay back quite a ways. But I started realizing how like subconsciously uncomfortable I was, but then now it's just like second nature. That doesn't bother me. But when people say stuff like you just said, it's like, you guys are like number one, like in the world. And I'm like, that is crazy. It's just insane. Like I can't, it's still, no matter how many times it's happened for each season. And no matter how many times people say it, it's just it just stops me in my tracks.
Wow. You know, when you talk about this season, when you binge watch season five, because I know it's one thing when you're living it, but when you're watching it, you don't know until you're watching it, like, what made it into the episode?
Right.
What are they saying about you in their confessions? You're like, wait, what did Emma say about me? Or, you know.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, so, like, because this season, really, I feel like you brought everyone together, and this is why everyone loves you, because you're kind of maintaining the fort, you know? You got the promotion, you're walking in there. I see sometimes the girls are gossiping, like, oh, she's here, you know, like the boss is here. What was that like for you when you were binge watching it?
Maybe I missed some parts. We were actually in Coachella when I watched it.
That's why I saw the research.
A couple scenes.
It was good.
But
it was all good.
Yeah, I don't feel like people said anything bad about me, did they?
No.
Or did I miss it?
It wasn't about you.
Okay,
I think it was everybody about you know who, which we got to talk about.
That's a given.
I felt like you, like I said, you brought everyone together, which was really cool to see you, like, own up, be this female, go and, you know, like, just do what you got to do. You know, and speaking of that other one, the Christine, I have to tell everybody, all my friends, episode 5, where Mary confronts Christine, like, you really go there. Like, and if, I'm sure a lot of people have binge watched it already, but episode 5 for me always stays with me because you weren't afraid to say, hey, look, Christine, this is what you're doing to me and the girls. What's up with that? And, you know, when you walked away from that lunch and, you know, the close-up of her facial expression, she was just like rolled her eyes and didn't care. What happened? Because I know you guys were roommates and you guys were friends. What is her problem with you guys? Like, what is she doing? What's wrong with her?
I don't know. But I mean, honestly, like, I feel like I am putting myself in a very uncomfortable situation many times. I mean, it is very difficult to be in a boss role and put my personal feelings aside, not be able to speak up for my friends and colleagues, like, when that's the right thing to do. But for the sake of the brokerage, I have to create peace until Jason decided to let her go. I have to do what's best for the brokerage, and it has not been easy. So when I saw her facial expressions on so many occasions, I want to vomit. Like, because I didn't know that happened. Like, I hear her saying stuff, and in my head, I'm like, that is not factual. That is, like, you are, like, blowing smoke up my ass, like, right now, but that's okay. This is what needs to be done. This is what I expect from you. This is what the brokerage expects from you. And she's like, I promise, I promise, I promise. And then when I don't see what she does when I walk away, and I'm just like, I mean, how do you think that is making you look good? Like, and saying, oh, all the girls are children. I'm like, and then you go make those faces and act that way. Come on, grow up, be an adult, have some respect, and everything will be fine. Like, we forgave Demina. She did some stuff before. She learned from it. She changed. And that's what it's all about. We are all in the process of growth. And Davina did it better than I ever thought she could. Like, I wanted her to change. The amount that she changed was remarkable. And so that's all Christine has to do.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult.
You owned that episode when you confronted her. We were like, my husband and I were like, yeah, Mary!
Yeah.
You know, look, I love everyone. Nothing against, you know, I don't know Christine, whatever. But from what we see, you know? You recently told People Magazine, you said, it would take a miracle for any reconciliation at this point between you and Christine. So, like, what would that miracle be for you guys to, like, be on speaking terms? Would she have to, like...
I've never encountered a miracle like that, so I don't.
Okay.
I mean, I pray for one. I've never had one personally, like, in my life, so I don't know. It would take something, like... out of this world.
Yeah,
too.
I get it. You know, a lot of us were really annoyed that she wasn't at the reunion, you know, because it's like, you all invest your time being there working, and then it's like, you know, everyone has their side of the story. You got to give the benefit of the doubt,
exactly.
You know? But the thing is, how can you stand up for
yourself? That was her opportunity.
Exactly. Like, it was kind of like, we're all like, what, do you believe that she had COVID, or do you think she was, because I heard that 2 days later she was at another studio or set or something, so do you believe she had COVID?
I don't think I'm allowed to comment on that.
But okay, then let me comment.
I think there's press out there that shows what I already said, but I'm not allowed to comment.
And I don't think she had it. I think she used it as an excuse. So I can comment because I'm the host of the show. So that's okay.
I mean, you, everybody can take... everyone can make that decision for themselves.
I agree. And I have to say, the reunion, for people to watch it, because You see a side of some of you that you don't see in the show. And one that really comes to my mind, obviously, is Jason. Oh, my God. Like, look, I'm gay. I love Jason, okay?
Yeah.
Like, he's
Everybody
very charming.
Everybody loves Jason now. See, this is why no one saw that side of him, which is why we're all such good friends with him. And why it's like, people are like, wait, what's he got that, like, everyone is, he is such an amazing person. And so loyal. I mean, he is incredible. And so I think the reunion, he was terrified too. But I think the reunion allowed people to see that softer side of him. And everyone fell in love. Tam was like, I love you. Oh my God. Like, so heartbroken and still so supportive 2 minutes later, like when he found that out. And he was like, he had 2 minutes to like go from his life to, wait, what just happened? She's with Jifa, and he still was like so put together, so supportive and so loving. That shows what kind of person Jason is, and that's why we are all such good friends with him. As exes, there's a lot of us in the office that are exes, and we're all so best friends with him. But that's why
you see it. You could see it. You can
heart of gold.
You do. You could see it. You can feel it. And I actually wanted Tan, like the host, like to say, stop asking questions about Chriselle and like Jason. We don't need to know, because you just see the pain that both of them are going through. It's like, you know, it's so personal. I get it. It's TV. We want to know. And I want to know kind of too. But during the middle of it, when you saw him get all like, you know, emotional, couldn't look and didn't want to answer, I'm like, oh my God, poor, beautiful soul. Like, just leave him alone. Leave him alone, you know?
It's anybody that says that that relationship is not real is like, just watch the reunion. I mean, you cannot fake that.
I agree.
And just watching the two of them go through it for so long in the public eye, like, it's, you can't fake that.
I have to say, because I think people don't know that you studied in college, like radiation, where you worked in the ER, you did like scans and all that stuff. You came to LA, you know, you couldn't get a job. It was really difficult to get a job in there. But then I remember reading a friend of a friend had a mortgage broker, and you were their loan processor. Was that the start of you saying, you know what, I think I like this side of this career? Like, that was you starting it or something?
I mean, in a roundabout way, I think the biggest part was LA is so intriguing to me. Like, there are parts of it, you know, it's not so great. It's kind of superficial and stuff. The architecture and the so many neighborhoods and areas that are so different. They have their own vibe and their own architecture. And going from Indiana, where everything, it's like a ranch house in the middle of a field, and there's like no diversity, like when it comes to architectural styles. Coming to LA, I was like, wait, you can go to Los Feliz, you can go to Hermosa Beach and Palos Verdes and Calabasas and in West Hollywood, Hollywood Hills has like everything under the sun. I mean, you get, and so you just go like house to house, and it is so different and so intriguing just to look at different styles. And I've always been into that. So I think that's where I realized where my passion is. And I started moving, and I was just renting apartments at that time. Like every single year on the dot, 6 months into my 1 year lease, I was looking at every single place in every single area, just trying to get my fix of the real estate here. And what area do I want to be? What's this vibe? What's this apartment look like? And it was heaven for me. So eventually I just got my license and started doing it. And I got really lucky. It was 2008 is when I got my license, which is the worst year like ever to get my license. And I was just like, well, okay, whatever. And I did it. And I mean, my first year I sold like either three or four homes. One of them, I can't remember if it ended up going into the next year or not, but for a new agent in that year, that is unheard of. And one of them, I got lucky. And then the others, I just like, it kind of snowballed. And then people from my gym and my son's like moms at the school. Like I was able to do stuff like that first year. So it was great.
And you didn't give up. Like, even though it was so challenging and difficult during that time, like you said, you just really believed in yourself and you didn't give up. And that's why I love you, because you see something and you go for it and you approach it the right way. That's a lesson to be learned for everyone. You know, you say that you grew up in a blue collar family. I think your parents were teachers. Your son, Austin, I think he just graduated from Air Force boot camp. Congratulations to that. Yes. Congratulations.
I just got back. Oh my God. I'm so proud of him. Cool.
Do they like watch you on the show, your son and your parents? Are they like, is your son also like, my mom is so cool, we can go to dinner? And it was like, yeah, photo. Like, what is it like for your family for you to be on the show?
My son does not think I'm cool. he's getting there, I think. But I mean, I have never been more proud of the person I'm going to probably start crying again now. Of the person he's become. I'm just like, it was such an amazing trip. He's so brilliant, so smart. And watching him just like, I've never been more proud. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You should have seen me that day. I'm just going to start joking so I can stop crying. Yeah. I was like crying out of joy, crying out of like, I had like 5 hours maybe with him. And then half of it, he's just like, I could tell how proud he was of himself for doing it. He's just a different person and the best version of him I've seen. So very, very proud of him. But people were coming up nonstop asking for pictures and stuff. And he doesn't watch the show. He's like, yeah, I know. He's like, I was like, Romaine asked him, he's like, did you watch the season? He's like, yeah, didn't really have time in boot camp. And I was like, fair point. He's like, are you going to? He's like, probably not. But he never looks at me like that. Like, you know, I'm his mom. That's it. But there was a change, and I don't think I've ever been more in love with a person than this weekend, like when I was there with him. And yeah, just very proud mom moment. And then it was devastating to see him go like that evening. We had like 5 hours and then he's shipped out again like that night. But we got to the airport, we changed our flight because we then had to go to Cabo. So changed everything around. And I see these army guys come up the stairs when we leave, like get ready to go through security in the morning. And I was like, wait, stop. I think this could be Austin. And roommate's like, babe, they're coming up. Like, this is arriving flights, right? I was like, no, this could be Austin, I swear. And he was like, honey, that's wishful thinking, okay? And I was like, okay, fine. And we go through security. I get a text from my son like 2 minutes later. He's like, hey, are you guys at the airport? I swear I just saw Papa. I came up the stairs and I just saw Papa. And because we were staying with my dad. And I was like, I told you. I was like, that was mom, like a mother's intuition. I was like, no, he's here.
Oh my God.
But I'm kind of glad I didn't see him because I would have just started crying the whole way home again. Yeah.
You're such a beautiful mother. Like and even the picture you posted of your parents, it was just, you have a beautiful family. And, you know, recently you said that, you know, being a single mom at 16 wasn't easy, but you did it. You worked really hard to provide to your son, Austin. When you think of that 16-year-old girl who was facing so much uncertainty and fear, what do you think she'd be thinking of this amazing and beautiful life that you have created for yourself? What do you think she'd be thinking of that?
I'm trying to think of myself. I mean, I'm not sure if it would give me more motivation to do stuff, but I think I'm glad things happened the way it did, honestly, like where I had no idea because I had to just struggle and work, like just really bust my ass every single day to put food on the table. And I don't think I would appreciate everything as much now. If I knew it was coming, I would just be like, it's all going to work out. And I am glad it happened the way it did. I'm glad I'm from Indiana. I think that there's a different moral compass. I like that was instilled in me at that time when I grew up. So even though I don't want to stay there, there's not enough opportunity. I'm obviously very motivated, but I'm very glad that I'm from there, and I'm glad I didn't know what was going to come.
Yeah. It's made you who you are today, sitting here talking with me. You know, oh God, oh, did I tell you how much I love you? Like, oh my God. I just, you know, I want to say thank you so much. I really enjoy talking with you. You just have such a beautiful story, you know, like people who watch us think, oh, I want to do what she's doing. I want to like go to dinner and I want to have these $1 million homes to like put on the market. But it's like, it's not really that easy.
No, it's not that
right?
easy.
It's not that
the
easy.
The show makes it look so simple, and it is not. Like, they're showing a blip and there's so much that goes into it. And like, it is not easy. It's one of the most difficult things to do. And you have to keep trying and trying and spending your time getting no money. Like, and a lot of times you're working with people and they just like change their mind, and you've put in months of full days working with them. And so you have to be okay with that. Sometimes it comes easy. Sometimes it's just like, wow, you found them something the first time, you make this incredible commission. Other times you work for months and months and months or even years, and then it's like nothing. And so you have to be okay with that. And it's not an easy job, but it's fun and it's very rewarding, but it takes a long time to build up your clientele because we have a lot of competition.
Mm-hmm. But no, we can compete with you, Mary, because like, hello, you work your butt off. So if they do, you push them on the side. Okay, I cannot wait for season 6. Send me a text or an email when it comes out so I can be the first one to watch it.
Yes.
But I am so proud of you. Congratulations on everything. You deserve this, and we love you. And yeah, just enjoy every second of this because you, like I said, you deserve it, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we did that. I love you, Mary, and have a wonderful day, okay?
You too.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for joining me today on the A Spoonful Apollo podcast. For tons more interviews or the video version of this episode, visit our website, aspoonfulapollo.com, or our YouTube channel. I'm Paolo Presta, and I hope you always remember to dream big.
Dream big.
Spoonful Apollo! I love you, Oprah. Bye, everyone. We'll see you next time.